Well, here we go. All right, everybody, we want to talk a little bit today. Welcome to the AKG Podcast. It's a beautiful day, July. We're having a good time with summer. I know a lot of y'all are having fun. Good for you. Go ahead and have some fun. If you're not having fun, boy, something's wrong. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Although not always having fun is the best thing. Anyways, let's get to going here. This is the topics of the day. We want to talk a little bit about World Cup, music, tight shirts, spelling. We got some product reviews today. I want to talk a little bit about someone not being all right and what you should do. Besides kill them. We're going to do a few little hiccups, get ups, and roll ups. And it's going to get a little fruity. So without further ado, here we go. Let's start out with the World Cup. I don't know shit about the World Cup. I don't know anything. Got my buddy Charlie. He's pretty informed, enthusiastic. Seems like a lot of people are, especially the whole entire world. I think America doesn't really get too involved in it, but Mbappe. That's what the old Char says is the young phenom from France. The phenom from France. He's only 19 years old, doing it big. Probably being a big name to come. Good luck for him. That's all we're really touching on with the World Cup. We're touching on it because I don't know anything. I haven't paid attention to it. When I was younger, I used to play, I get the video game. And back when Argentina was a big team, Brazil, I mean, they still are, of course. But to tell you the truth, I don't know who's still in it and who's not. So we're moving on. But anyways, Charlie, he loves that World Cup. So it's fun for me to hear what he has to say about it. I know France is kind of a cool team. I forgot what other team. There's some other fucking team that he thinks is kind of a neat deal. But anyways, that's it. I've been kind of questioning, why people listen to certain music that they listen to. And I think, of course, it's the... Oh, I got me a message from somebody. Who's this? Who is this? Guess who's getting married? Remember him. That's a text that you gotta check out. Who the fuck is that? Oh my god. Damn it. There's a guy in the background with his cock hanging out. That was a trick. Damn it. Well, I can't erase that from the memory. That was a buddy of mine down in Texas. Thanks a lot, Will. Thanks a lot. All right, moving on. I don't know if I really can move on now from seeing that. Here we go. Back to music. Fuck. Well, there we go. Texas, great example. I lived in Texas for a little while. You go down to Texas. The music I absolutely loved. A lot of country based, but it's a different kind of country. It's not. Get the fuck out of here, you. Our guest today, some chickens. Texas music. Here's the thing. If you don't live in Texas, are you kidding me? This rooster's just popping in here. If you get out of here. All right. You know, I do the show in a chicken coop. So, y'all, I mean, that's the budget that we're on here. And that's as good as it gets. Okay? Fuck. Here's the thing. Texas music. People in Texas, they only want to listen to Texas music. No. They don't only want to listen to Texas music. But anyone outside of Texas is not going to listen to Texas music because that's all they talk about is Texas. So when you're living down in Texas, you listen to the Texas music and you're like, oh, yeah, all right, I live here. I know I understand it. Billy Bob's, they got all these mentioning of certain areas, you know, and, you know, Corpus Christi, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, if you're not from Texas, do you want to listen to music? If you've never lived in Texas, do you want to listen to music that is based about Texas? The answer? Hell no! No, you don't. You really don't. You don't want to listen to it. You want something that's going to relate to yourself. So music is, you know, of course, I'm not telling you all anything that you don't know. Music is culturally based. It's fun to listen to music that you can kind of relate to. That's a big deal with music. Here, the thing is that, I mean, from personal opinion, I talked to another guy. Here's the thing he said. He said that he heard a song, broke up with this gal he thought he was in love with. He was a young guy. This is 20 years ago, but he's telling me about this. Shut up! And he says, you know, the song came on, he started crying. He was in the car with his dad. He's young. This guy's like 20 at the time. Thought he was in love. And, you know, it was one of those songs that, you know, reminded him of that relationship that he was just in. Now he's out of the relationship. He thinks, whatever. So his dad leans over to him and he says, hey, what are you crying for? And, you know, he's still crying. And he said, well, you're listening to this song, aren't you? The old man said. And he's still crying. He said, you don't think you're the only one that's been through this. You know, so case in point. One is, yeah, you listen to music, it's going to put you in some kind of mood. Especially when you're in a rough spot, you listen to a sad song that reminds you. Boom! Tears. Something emotional is going to happen. You know, if you're feeling, Jesus criminy, that rooster's going to get. I'm chopping ahead pretty soon. Whatever mood you're in, here's what I want to know is though, like, I don't know, do I listen to music more to set my mood or do I listen to music more that relates to the mood that I'm in? Or, you know, so like if I'm in kind of a lull, I need some pump me up music. Do I do that more often or do I just go, oh, I'm in this lull, I'm going to listen to lull music? And is that a good idea? Or what, you know, do I want to fight how I feel or do I want to bop myself out of it? Yep, run that. I don't know. Do you know, staying smooth. I got to stay smooth. So if I counteract whatever I'm feeling, is that a good idea for my mental state? I don't know. Music is such an interesting tool to use to gain mental stability of some sort. We gotta use music. You know, I personally use music. I write. You know, and it helps. It helps. Well, you know, I mean, here I'm gonna interview this fucking rooster for a little bit longer. Here's the thing, guys. I'm about to stand up away from the mic. I'm gonna chase this fucker away. Get the fuck out of here. Monster. Get. Oh my god. Alright. Back online, people. Back online. So music, I don't know how you all feel about it. AKGville@gmail.com. You know, let me know what you think about music, about it setting the mood, or, you know, if you just listen to music while you're in the mood, or both. I mean, of course, I would imagine that you do both, but, like, I mean, I feel like I do. Which is better? Do I want to pop myself out of the mood, or do I want to live in it? You know, I don't know the answer to that. Maybe, I suppose, if I'm happy, I want to stay happy if I'm sad, but then you know, I don't know. But you got any advice? You got anything about music? Music is such a interesting part of our culture. You know, if If and the thing is I'm not going to be interested in a certain song if it's about something that I can't relate to. And for a long time I had trouble realizing that. Like, oh, why don't people like the kind of music I like, you know? Well, I mean, why don't they what? You don't like Hank Jr.? Why? Oh, because you're not a fucking redneck asshole. Okay, so you can't relate to that. Well, hello, I can. So I mean, there's that, and it gives you a little bit more respect for people. And it's also interesting to find out what kind of music people listen to, because that says a lot about a person and what they've been through. Is if they're saying that this is the kind of music they like, well, you can kind of make some, and I don't like to make judgments, assumptions, but boy, they sure are fun to make. Hello, love to make the assumptions, love to make the judgments. More importantly, though, it kind of tells you about what kind of person you're dealing with. Because, like Mr. Rogers said, he carried a note in his pocket from a social worker that said, you can learn to love anyone if you get to know them. I think there's a lot of truth to that. Finding out what kind of music someone likes, you can get some ideas about where they've been, what they're up to, and how they think. Moving on. Tight shirts for men. I don't really have much to say about it. I don't even know why I wanted to talk about it now. Had a buddy who had some random gal tell him that he needs to that the tank top he was wearing was just not working for him, and he said, "Oh, thank you." He told me that in his head he was thinking, "Oh, you fucking bitch, fuck." But then he told me, he said, "Oh, well, guess what, Al? I'm never wearing that shirt again," and he won't. Whew. Tight shirts. I'm not too sure about them. Not too sure. Well, fuck. So, wait a minute. That's all I got about music. You know what? I'd like to play a song for you right now, just to put a little gap in the show. Here, we're gonna play a little song by the Riskets. This is coming at you via the general way. The general. AKA Cake Nygaard. Here we go. Take a listen.
So, this is Joe Blow. This is not a star, and this is not a professional. No, this is vegetable, a green bean. Terry Schiavo walking through the hospital with the mean lean. And this is so not the old shit you came to see. You came to die, and I came to breathe. You came to lie, and I came to take away the thieves. I'm a fucking vine, but they came to take away my leaves. Might have done it, but I grow on and so forth. Burying their bodies in a snow fort. Lord knows that the doors are all closed in my soul, cause he came to take it over, and I said no. I got no problem with the letting go and stepping on. The holding on's what kinda gets me though, slipping. But I'll forget it in a minute though, thank God. And those of them who know me probably know it didn't take long. I hope it's padded where I land at. We're all retarded in the way they fucking plan that, right? Spend my nights getting ransacked. Last call to get blacked out, yeah man. I hope it's padded where I land at. We're all retarded in the way they fucking plan that, right? Spend my nights getting ransacked. Last call to get blacked out, yeah man. Think about it, the planet's overcrowded, and I don't think your iPhone can fix that, I doubt it. It's an embarrassment to be a part of this for me. Everybody's puffing up, they need some antihistamines. I need a bucket and some shit to breathe. Get the fuck off your high horse, kid, and hit the weed. But honestly, it really doesn't mean shit to me, cause I'm kinda off in my own world like Disney. I'm the beauty and the beast, but I'm broke. I'm the biggest fucking loser that you've ever seen. I'm a lad and I'm a shooting, I'm a stabbing, and they might not understand it. I'm a fox and I'm a rabbit. I'm a wolf, but I'm a lamb until I've had it. I'm a raccoon, a trash-ass bandit, yeah. So keep your garbage in your fucking house. Put my mask on, grab your girl, then I'm ducking out. I hope it's padded where I land at. We're all retarded, ain't no way they fucking plan that, right? Spend my nights getting ransacked. Last call to get blacked out, yeah, man. I hope it's padded where I land at. We're all retarded, ain't no way they fucking plan that, right? Spend my nights getting ransacked. Last call to get blacked out, yeah, man.
Well, hope you all enjoyed that little shot of the Riskets here. The Riskets kind of, you know, product of 40-30. Here's what I want to know. When you're spelling, or it's, this is more of just like a, hey, what, come on now. Come on, what are you, here we go. What are you doing? All right, spelling. I got, all right, wait, before I get into this, I just want you all to know, there's another, not the rooster that was crowing, but there's another rooster standing right next to me, and, no, I'm not actually in the chicken coop, I'm in the shed, but, literally, like, here, I'm gonna, holy shit, he pecked at me, fucker, damn, I tried to grab him to scare him, I thought he'd make some noise, but instead he went against me. All right, we're gonna leave him alone. Spelling. Posting professional shit. When you post something that is, professional, like, something about your occupation, something about, yourself, make sure you spell everything right. Damn! Alright, you look like a weirdo if you don't spell it right. And here's another thing. If you see somebody doing it, you gotta say something. You gotta say something, people. If somebody spells something incorrectly and it's going to make them look not good, if you like the person, tell them. Don't just sit there, oh yeah, they spelt, you know, incorrigible wrong. You know, I mean, help them out a little bit. I did that, you know, and, you know what, it's something that has to be taken care of. So that's the, just come on, man, here, like, help people out. You know, along with that, I guess this kind of fits, but, you know when you can tell someone's not doing all right, and I've been the person, of course, to ask them, you know, hey, are you all right, when I know they're not, you know. And I've started to really, you know, look at that a little differently. And, you know, a big part of me wants to say, leave them alone. They're going to get through this. You know, let them have some time. Let them figure it out for themselves. And honestly, if a person's not all right, they probably need a little assistance to pull themselves out of that. And if you notice it, help the motherfucker, okay? Talk to him. Tell him that, hey, you know, if you need somebody to talk to, I'm ready to talk. But don't just say that, actually. Then, I mean, say it, but then go beyond that, too, and kind of force them to talk to you. You know, corner them, give them a little, you know, like, whoa, what the fuck? You know, no, yeah, no, I don't want to talk about it. Well, we're going to talk about it, okay? And I'm going to listen. Okay, because nobody should sit around with that hanging on them and not... Had to do it. Threw something at the rooster. Are you all right? I don't think he's all right. So don't sit around and not just watch somebody not be all right. If somebody spells something wrong, fix it. Help them. Let them know. But again, force yourself on a person if they're, of course, a close friend. Oh, a little dog bark. If they're a close friend or something that that you see they're not doing all right, well, then take initiative. Help them out. It's important. I got a little funky fact for you. Funky fact. Here's the funky fact, everybody. We want a funky fact. Okay, here's the funky fact. When you're at a restaurant, pepper's supposed to be on the left and salt is supposed to be on the right. Why? Because if you're blind, that's what you reach for. The pepper's supposed to be on the left, salt is on the right. If a blind guy walks in, reaches for the salt and pepper, and it doesn't have the little inscription that they can feel or whatever the hell you call it, the braille, that not all salt and pepper shakers have, the technical way of setting a table is pepper on the left, salt on the right. P.S. Just remember that. P.S. Not post-secondary. Pepper and salt. Okay? Funky fact. Okay? Blind person. Ooh. I need some pepper. Oops. Somebody put the salt on the left. Fuck. I'm fucked. My whole dish, whatever I'm eating, not in good shape anymore. Doesn't have that pep. It's got that salt. It's the funky fact. Funky fact. Funky fact. Product reviews. Basically, these are just product shout-outs of products that I really like. Okay? I got me a Bluetooth headset. The Jaybird Runs. I was a little worried about them not going around my ear with a hook because nothing ever sticks. Ooh, yeah. I get a little dog bark as my message. Jaybird Runs. They don't have the hook. They stick in the ear. I was a little worried about that because it's Bluetooth, you know, they're two separate deals. A little worried about sticking them in my ear and how they'd fit or they'd fall out when I'm, you know, real active, doing my thing, you know, jumping and jiving and moving all around. They don't fall out. They bang. They're awesome. They come with a little rechargeable portable pack. Doesn't take long for them to recharge up. They're sweet. Got a 4-hour last run time. Doesn't take you freaking, you know, 15 minutes to get them recharged from 20% or something like that. I mean, it's pretty good. Maybe 20 minutes, you know. I think they claim like 5 minutes an hour charge. So I'm here to tell you I've tried them out. They're fucking awesome. Love them. I use them like mowing the lawnmower. It cancels out that noise. Jaybird Runs. They're a little spendy, but I'm telling you, would you rather go through 4 shitty pairs of headphones or have one really good pair that, you know, I mean, yeah, be careful, be delicate, and, be grateful that you have a nice product like that. But they're a little expensive. I recommend them to anybody who's looking for a pair of headphones. They will stick in your ear very well, and they're comfortable. You can talk on the phone with it. Everybody can hear you. It's a little fucked up because it's just an earpiece hanging in your ear. I love them. Moving on. Milk. I'm a big vitamin D. I'm a big vitamin D guy. I like my vitamin D. Man, my phone makes a lot of noise, huh? Sorry about that. It's just a little background check. Boom, bada bum, ba ting. Milk. Love whole milk. Okay. There's a lot of whole milk products. Fairlife and best one I've found so far is Sweet Meadows. It's got that real cream taste to it. It's a little spendier, you know. I mean, they might even say organic on it, but it's flipping phenomenal, okay? If you like whole milk, if you like that cream kush, you need some Sweet Meadows. Woo! Woo! Wish.com. I mess around on Wish.com quite a bit. You know, there's a lot of shit products on there, but you can get a lot of cool stuff. Bought JLL a hammock, aka mock, for very cheap. And the thing is legit. You know, it's like canvas, and it's super legit. I mean, good price on it, not too expensive. I don't know, it was $20, something like that. But Wish.com, certain products. I got a cool sweatshirt for like $17, and it's got a unicorn on the front and a unicorn on the back, and like super dazzling rainbow colors. It's very, very interesting. Good shirt, good sweatshirt, you know. So the products on there, yeah, they're hit or miss. I buy a lot of sunglasses from there. you can get really cool sunglasses. They're not expensive. Of course, you look at them a little deeper in the pictures that they got. And the cool thing about Wish.com is that they've got, you know, product reviews right on there. So, like, other people that have bought the product, if you swipe to the left, you know, you can see the other pictures. But then if you keep swiping, a lot of times the product will have, you know, pictures or videos of someone that also bought it, and they're showing you how it is. And you can kind of tell if it's chintzy or not. If you get the rush delivery stuff, it's not always from China. There's also been shit that I've bought. I bought a nose hair trimmer that was junk. Ripped my hair right out of my nose. Tickled a little bit. It was terrible. Not a good setup. There's a few other things, you know, but you can find a lot of interesting stuff on that. And Wish.com is just, it's been kind of fun. I bought a nightstick that's real chunky, you know, just terrible. Like, you whip it open, you know, it's good for shock value for a second, but then it's a son of a gun to put back together, you know, bang it back together. But, it was fun, you know, it was fun while it lasted. But, you know, I like the sunglasses. You can get cheap sunglasses. You don't have to buy $150 sunglasses. You can buy a bunch of them and get good prices, and they look cool. You know, I like beating up my sunglasses and going, oh, well, all right, oops, broke that one. All right, well, that's okay. Just order another pair. Sometimes this stuff takes about a month to come, but if you get the rush delivery stuff, this, usually if it's a rush delivery product, the product's a little nicer. Usually if it's a rush delivery product, the product's a little bit more spendy than, like, you mean you can get some stuff for free. I got a really cool, like, duster hand, like, thing that you can dust stuff with, and that was free. I just paid shipping. So, I mean, it was a couple bucks that, I just paid for the shipping. Got me a cool duster. I'm kind of obsessed with that. Maybe that's my addictive personality, Wish.com. Bing, 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 scroll around. Find something that make me happy. I love consuming. I'm a consumer. You want to be a consumer or you want to be a producer? A lot of times I want to consume, okay? Wish.com's got some cool shit. I mean, check it out. A lot of stuff is really dumb, too. What else have I gotten lately? I got a Dremel. That's totally hobby kind of shit. But I need that kind of stuff to, relax me. I like the Dremel. I like it a lot. It's a cool Dremel. Sweet. Nice tool. Cordless. I have a little fun engraving stuff. I'm probably try and make a sign for my buddy's daughter's getting married. And I think I'll make a sign for her and her new husband. You know, the last name. I don't know what the last name is yet. Hopefully it's not too long. But, Dremels are fun whittling away at shit. What else? Oh, Thermacell. Thermacell bug stuff. Had a buddy tell me that Thermacell is cool. Well, it kind of works. You can get these little Thermacell deals. One's a butane deal. You stick a little bug deal in there and it, you know, heats up and then it puts off this, you know, aroma or whatever that keeps the mosquitoes away. It does work. I'll tell you what really works on the skin, and I don't know how healthy it is, but bug spray. Okay, Jesus. DEET. Get yourself some DEET and you spray that shit. That'll keep the skeets at bay. But the Thermacell stuff kind of works, but it's in a very small area. You set the little machine next to you, you're going to be a little bit better off. But if you're in a nasty area with the skeets, skeet, you're in trouble. But the Thermacell stuff products, they're interesting. They're not bad, you know. I mean, this is bug season, people. You know, I'm about to go camping. Oh, the main thing I'm going to take is potent ass DEET, you know, probably get some cancer from it, but like I got a Sportsman Max formula that's like 40% DEET, and it repels mosquitoes that may transmit the Zika, West Nile, all kinds of other sniffapapapoo. Run that. What else we got, guys? What the hell? How you been? Did you have trouble today with and did you get through that? You know, I know you were going dealing with that. Are you all right now? You know, if you need somebody to talk to, find someone. Oh boy, people. Um, a little lull in the show, I guess. Fuck. Prayer, time, and memories. Those are important, aren't they? Damn. Those are some serious things. Time is, you know, the cliche, you know, we can't have enough of it. But really, you know, use your time wisely. I always spread myself too thin. I'm sure you all can relate. Work. You get a day off and then bam, whoop. Where'd the day go? Back to work. Yep, that's right. Days are off. Off. Oh. Back to work. Work. Day off. Where'd it go? Oh, I had a day off. Oh, I'm back at work. All right. Well, I'll just keep working then. Oh, I've got a day off coming. Wait, where'd that day go? Oh, it already happened just now. Oh, where? Just now. Well, I thought now was now, but no, now you're working. Whew. Time can be a motherfucker. Prayer. Y'all gotta pray. Pray. I don't like saying I should. I hate shoulds. Shoulds are they're not of any value. I think praying in general, I'd like to pray more. Doesn't mean I should, but because I think that's a way for me to guilt myself into going, you're an asshole, Al. You know what I mean? AKG the asshole in AKGville, the thing with prayer is make it, you know, pray about stuff, pray for other people, you know. Of course you can pray for yourself, but really, I mean, if you know somebody's doing something, it's amazing what the power of, you know, prayer. And I'm not making a preacher out of it. You ain't got to go, you know, oh God Almighty, what da ba 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 ba. All the, you know, cross my heart, hope to die, shit, all that, you know, stick a whatever in the guy. Prayer just is a good thing, okay? It grounds me. It is a way to inform me of what I care about. Because when I think, all right, what do I need to pray about? Boom, there it is. Oh, okay, well, that's important to me. And I need to, you know, I need to do that, you know, along with faith. Faith is a good thing, but faith is linked to action. Without action, faith is not reality. Okay, so I mean, it's good to have faith, but you got to have action to it. You know, I can't just say, oh, you know, I hope that, or, you know, I have faith that my garden will, you know, get picked, even when the mosquitoes are bad. I'm going to have to go down there and pick it. And that day will come. I'm going to use the old 5-4-3-2-1 method that the one lady, I don't know, she's got the deal where when she doesn't want to do something, she knows she just has forced herself. Like when she gets to one, she's got to do it. So when she says that, boom, she's got to go do whatever she's doing. 5-4-3-2-1, boom, I got to go pick the garden. Got to get the peas out of there. Woo. It's a good rule to have, that 5-4-3-2-1. I like that. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Oh, wow. You want to get on the show, give me some advice, you know, tell me what you're learning, I want to learn, woo, talk to me, woo, woo, the whistles go woo, woo. You want on the show, let's go, akgville@gmail.com. If you're lucky enough, you might have my phone number. Get those digits, boy, get, woo. Oh, boy. Oh, we can talk about what you like to do. Oh, you know what? Here's the thing. As I asked this guy the other day, I was doing a little work for a buddy, little side job, little cash job, laying some deck pavers down, you know. Here's this guy. He's a little bit older. I asked him. We got a little break. I'm like, hey, what do you like to do? And his response is, well, you can't do much with no money. All right. He's correct to a point. And I know what he's talking about. You gotta have money. There's ways to make money. Okay? Again, it goes back to action. You gotta take action. You wanna make money? You gotta take action. If you don't know what you like to do because you don't have money, then you're a prick. And you probably need to just get, like, jump off a cliff. Because he was making a pity party. Like, what am I supposed to say to that? Oh, you don't have money? Oh, hey, you know what? Well, here. Now what do you like to do? Here's $20. Well, he likes to spend money, I guess, presumably. Well, yeah, I do too, but guess what? I gotta make it then, and guess what? There's a lot of places to make money. You just gotta put action into it. Kind of pissed me off, though, that his answer to that was, oh, well, I don't have money, so I don't know what I like to do. I was like, what the? I mean, then I told him that. I said, well, I mean, money is not the only thing, okay? Money is a good thing to have. Don't get me wrong, money's good. But don't make your life revolve around it. You'd be dead before you can spend it. Oh boy. Guys, stay smooth. Okay, this is AKG. I want you to really also try and balance fresh and familiar. Fresh versus familiar. You know, whether it's what you do during the day that's familiar to you, you know, maybe you have a repetitive job, that's good. Then you got to counteract that with some fresh things. New experiences. We're put on this earth to experience, okay? What's our best teacher? Experience. We need fresh things. We also need the familiar things. It's like listening to an old song brings you back, you know, brings you back to the old days, you know, or brings you back to a memory that you really love. And, you know, I didn't even touch on that about prayer time and memories. Memories are awesome. And it's good to remember, okay? Even if it's something tragic, it's good to reflect on that and enjoy, you know, sadness and pain for not having something that you used to have is showing you that that was really important to you, okay? Really important to you. Really important. Really important. So, enjoy those memories. Hold them. And smile. Smile. It's amazing what you can do to the energy that is around you with your facial expression. Even when I'm in a bad mood, if I can pull myself into a facial expression that is appealing, others will feed off that. It can go the opposite way, too. If I'm in a shitty facial expression, maybe it's just I gotta take a shit. Maybe it's I am really angry. People see I'm not all right. They start feeling not all right. Okay. And maybe it's a mask to wear that maybe isn't always good. Maybe that's not always a good thing is to put on a mask, a smiling mask. But sometimes it's really good for other people to see other. Well, it is. It's not sometimes. It is good for other people to see other people smiling. So smile. Smile right now for me. Give me a big old cheeser. Cheese. Damn, I want the funky fact on where that came from. Cheese, cheese. Maybe that's because it's when you say it, it kind of makes you smile. Cheese. Say it once. Cheese. I don't know. Whee! That kind of makes me smile forcibly. Stay smooth, everybody. Keep on trucking. Share your heart. If you're not sharing yourself with someone, they're not going to share themselves with you, okay? If you're being superficial, you're not being open, guess what? They'll return the favor. If you open up, here's how it is, boom, 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 they're going to open up.
Science. That's how it works. A river doesn't float through a wall. Okay? So connect with people. With your heart. Alright? Fuck, there's a bee in here. Oh, he looks pissed off too. Huh? Oh, no. Son of a buck. Alright. Well, we're gonna finish up the show here real quick. Conclusions. What's up, RIP? Whoa. Oops. What's up, RPD? What's up, ARG, P-Rat, Charlie? Going on a little canoe trip. Gonna get some interviews done with the General. I'm gonna play one more song from the General. Risk it. 4030 Nation. Here we go. You know, Poovis might come on the canoe trip. That'd be cool. It'll be good to see the old Sean King Bear. Yeah. Y'all have a fabulous day. I'm going to snap this one last song towards you. Just remember, stay smooth. Accept what we got and keep moving backward. Run that.
Mary had a little lamb. Fucking killed it, made it. Put your hand on the stovetop, partner in the oven like Stouffer's lasagna. Put my name with the founding fathers, it turns out I fathered your mother. In my house, little kids get smothered with pillows and shit, and the trash get covered. Dig a hole in the graves, get numbered, I'm so sick and tired of these dumb fucks. So I sit with a pipe and a fucked up look on my face cause I'm drunk. All I need is a bag and a case and somewhere to lay when I'm done. All I want is a waste, all I need is a place I can stay in the sun. But the class came out and all the face came to play with the gun. But the grave's no fun, so I stay on the run. Make no mistake, I'm the one, I'm Jet Li, Neo, and Jesus Christ. So play me a beat on the drum and we'll sacrifice, we don't need your life. They tell us we don't need any freedom fires now, but we're free to fight. You're free to leave my presence under the tree at night, but leave a lighter. I'm about to smoke all mine. About to blow up the World Trade Centers again when I blow my mind. Just cross that path, I don't know that line. But I own that line, yellow line in the snow, so you know that's mine. Hijack a plane and I fly so I can go ask God where I go when I die.